Rajasthan's governor rejects an anti-conversion bill, but don't celebrate yet. A prayer campaign for Iran gathers steam, and one man tackles hunger awareness 1 mile at a time. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Christians have been arrested, licenses revoked, and anti-conversion legislation passed. That's all happened in the last 2 months in Rajasthan, India, but the tide may be turning. The governor refused to sign the legislation, saying it was unconstitutional. Gospel for Asia's KP Yohannan says state organized harassment is just one example of some of this oppression they've been facing.
It's totally against the constitution of the country. Those who have come to Christ, they want to know how much money was paid to them. Of course, you know, just simply harassment and then stirring up local anti-Christian groups to beat up our missionaries.
Despite that, more people have turned to Christ. Yohannan wants the world to pray that God would intervene. He says the government can take extreme action.
They have the authority to say, you cannot do this. The central government simply can dismiss the whole government, the state government, and say, you are dissolved, you guys are doing dumb things, you are no more functioning.
But that's not likely to happen. Next, in response to the current crisis surrounding Iran, dozens of ministries have partnered for a 40-day Prayer for Iran campaign. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle says it starts May 25th. It covers three key issues.
For the persecuted church in Iran, for a revival in Iran to spread outside of the church to the rest of the country, and for God to intervene in the political situation, which is very tenuous. So believers are coming together and they're praying for 1 million believers to be praying for Iran each day.
Doyle says their sources tell them the church in Iran is vibrant, healthy, and winning people to Christ. He attributes that to a startling statistic.
Of their 70 million people, 70% say they're atheists. They've been through the Islamic Revolution. It didn't work, didn't make their life better, and so they're open. And we're just praying for this window in time that God would reach out and really start a revival in Iran.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Plagued by unrest and poverty, Haiti's infrastructure is in a shambles. Living Water International's Dennis Anderson recently returned from Haiti, where they're repairing broken wells and building new ones. But the problems are much deeper.
Water wells are only a small fraction of it. The roads, bridges, etc. are in serious need of repair. But we as Living Water International believe that no ongoing relief and development and community development work will be sustainable without first clean, safe drinking water.
Voodoo worship is predominant in Haiti, oppressing those who live there. Anderson tells us what they'd like to see.
A revival, nothing short of a revival in Haiti. What's encouraging is that the church is alive in Haiti. Evangelism, witnessing, church attendance are not discouraged, they're not prevented.
Pray that God will break the spiritual bondage that holds Haiti captive. Meanwhile, Sammy Tippett ministry partner Ambassadors for Christ embarks on their annual mission trip this month to Angola. The AFC team is taking hundreds of packets of love for the sick and will be ministering in churches, schools, orphanages, and prisons around the Luanda and the Huambo areas. They'll be performing inspiring dramas, teaching from God's Word, ministering to non-Christians, as well as participating in both a youth conference and a couples conference. And Tom Rand, a teacher in Memphis, Tennessee, is proof that one person can make a difference for Africa's children. He plans to ride 3,500 miles from Charleston, South Carolina, to Seaside, Oregon in 50 days starting May 27th. Through the Hunger Ride, Rand hopes to bring awareness of the problems facing Africa's children and encourage people to get involved with the ministry outreach of Food for the Hungry. The goal of the Hunger Ride is to raise $100,000 and find sponsors for up to 250 children. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is making available two resources this month, Book of Hope's Three Stories DVD and Rob Hoskins' book, Seeds of Spiritual Lineage. You can request them at our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The DVD will motivate you in missions, while the book will help you in your daily prayer life. You can also get them at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.